Van paardenhaar tot darmsnaar, van beginner tot biennale, leg je cello even neer. Het is weer tijd voor uw wekelijkse portie cellopraat. Hier is uw gastvrouw, Scarlett Arts.
Beste luisteraars, goedemorgen. Welkom bij de podcast Cello Spelen met Scarlett. Ik heb vandaag een gesprek met Ilse de Taia, een Iers celliste. Ilse stuurde mij een e-mail. Hi Scarlett, how are you doing? Kun jij deze nieuwe bundel met sacred songs onder de aandacht brengen van jouw publiek, van jouw leerlingen? Wij kennen Ilse van haar workshops, Ierse muziek, die ze in aan vijf groepen heeft gegeven in april jongsleden, tijdens de coronacrisis. Ilse, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you going, Scarlett?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great.
How is Ireland? How are you in this period of corona?
Well, it's good. Like, it's in one way that I can just be at home and focus on things, projects that I haven't done for a while. So despite the fact that I'm not able to go and do all the work and all the different gigs and concerts and tours, it's nice to be able to have time to focus on, for instance, the book that I've just written, The Sacred Irish Cello.
Yes, because this book, was this something that was in progress for a long time already, but it just didn't get finished, or...?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's been about 3 years ago I started, and because I play in a string quartet and we play in a lot of weddings and funerals, and of course you often play sacred music for those. And I realized that they're actually such beautiful tunes, and they've never been written for cello. They've never been arranged for cello or put together in any sort of compilation. So I thought, this is a great idea. And then I started collecting them. And I collected them from the University County Cork, and from different musicians as I was doing the gigs. You know, oh, that's a nice piece. What's that? You know, so it's been 3 years. And then finally I was able to, like, really focus on arranging all the pieces, because they're arranged to be able to be played on the cello as a solo piece without any accompaniment.
Yes, that's wonderful about your books. They are really for cello solo, and there's not that much around like yours. Ilse, I know you quite a bit now, but please, for the new listeners, what's your Irish history or background?
Okay, so, well, I was actually born in America, and my parents were first generation Australians who had moved to America. Then they moved back to Australia, and I lived there most of my childhood. And then I moved here 19 years ago. And I moved to Ireland because my parents had moved to Ireland. They liked to live in different countries for their work. And so my parents were living in Cork, and I ended up having my first child, and I wanted to live near them, so I moved to Ireland to be near them. But also my grandmother is Irish, and I feel a strong connection with the Irish community or with Ireland from that, because I guess growing up we were like brought up sort of Irish Catholic family. And so that was a strong influence in our family.
You wrote a few Irish books, so I know that you have a love of Irish music. What gave you the spark to do this one?
So part of the sacred collection that I have is the Cuina, they're called in Irish, which are keening songs. And the keening songs are particularly interesting because they are dying out. They're a lost music, and there's no recordings of anyone keening in a funeral or in a ceremony, because it was banned by the Catholic Church. So even in this this book of sacred music where I'm using a lot of Christian music from the church. At the same time, there's this keening music which the church was pushing aside. And so what would happen is it would go on for days and days, and these women, the keening women, would sit around the deceased and they would sing about the person who had died, and they'd sing all the beautiful things about that person, all the positive things, and they'd also sing the negative things, you know, what they'd done to my sister or what they'd done to someone, or they had an affair. And so the whole litany of that person's life was sung about, and it could take up to 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, and they would sing, they would have like a pattern of, they'd have a little melody, and then they'd improvise the story. So these keening women, they were paid to do this job often, and they were like incredible poets and incredible improvisers. They could just go, you know, put everything in poetry and in these such sad, intense songs.
So Ilse, when I hear this, then I think of the word to mourn, of the verb to mourn, like mourning. What would you say is the difference between keening and mourning?
Well, the keening is the expression of the mourning. So when you mourn, you are very sad and you're crying about something, or it's a feeling, and the keening is saying it out. So you're expressing it, you're singing it, and it's a noise, it's a sound.
How do you make this clear on the cello? What would you do?
Okay, well, I think the cello is great because it's very much like the human voice. So you have that sad, deep tone in the cello. And one of the pieces I did, I found a recording that there's a man called Alan Lomax. In the 50s, he went around the world and he collected a lot of traditional music and recorded it. And he recorded, there's one recording from the 50s of a woman named Kitty Gallagher. And she was singing the keen just in the hotel room where he recorded her, not with any dead body or anything. But that's like a really sad, repetitive type of piece of music. I can play you a little bit of it so you can get the idea of it.
Oh, yes, please, do so.
What I did is I transcribed this recording so that it was exactly what she was singing. I tried to write it down. And, of course, she's improvising and it's just quite repetitive, so it's quite hard. But the repetitive nature of it is also what makes it so sad, you know.
Ilse, I must make a blog post of this, and then maybe I can join a screenshot, like, or a preview for my listeners and viewers. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah. So will I play it a little bit?
Yes, please, do so.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, but did you just use a pedal or something on it?
No, that was just using the bottom C string. So I'm doing this, hitting the C string at the same time and playing on the G string. And in a way, the wolf note is a little bit... I can't quite get a good tone on that note, but then I just use that as... So it sounds a little bit painful and...
Yes, it is impressive. I'm just checking it because maybe it's also the massive sound of your cello coming into the internet and zooming from Ireland to Drenthe. All right, yeah. This is beautiful.
Yeah, so then when people play that, they can, like I was sort of improvising on the idea there, if I wrote it I didn't play it exactly how written, and that's also part of the book, is that you learn something, and especially with all these like ancient Irish pieces, you listen, you learn, you can see the music, but then you take it into yourself and you go, okay, how do I want to do this? How do I want to express it? And so there is the freedom with that. You don't have to stick to exactly what's written. It really is a guide.
I see.
But if you do play it exactly as written, it works perfectly.
Ilse, I saw in your book that there were few women composers. Was this a common thing?
Yeah, well, it wasn't, no. And there were mostly, like, I really did look out to see if there was any music written by women. And of course, these Queena, they were written by women and they were sung by women in general. Some men did do the Queena, but mostly it was women.
Is this because they have, maybe they are more sensitive for compassion and emotions, or why do you think?
Well, I think that the women would have known more about the people. Because, not because women are gossipers, of course.
No, not thinking about that, Ilse.
I think we as women are more interested in looking at, you know, who are people and what are they doing, and men are sort of out there doing their business and they're not quite as aware of the little details of someone's nature, perhaps, just in general. You know, we are, it's, you know, we're the ones who bring up who have those children, and we have to know their needs before they tell us them. And just being, you know, that's how women are, I'd say, you know, a bit more aware of other people and all the little gossips and the stories.
I know what you mean. Ilse, do you think there's more music that will be uncovered?
Yeah, well, you see, in the history of sacred music in Ireland, there's very little, really. There's not very much information, like trying to find the history behind each of the pieces. It was quite difficult. Like, it took a lot of research to get one paragraph on some pieces, and some of them I like, really, it's just a skeleton because there's no information. So, but there's a lot of research being done on older manuscripts and things still being discovered that people have left in their like will. It's been up in their attic somewhere, and then they take it to Trinity College, and you know, they unpack these old manuscripts. So there is research being done on that, and that there was a bigger tome of work, or a bigger, you know, there was more material there that we haven't found and haven't seen.
Good, because I'm looking forward to your next bundle, your next book. But first, I have to try this one. Ilse, I got to know you, not personally, but your music, years and years ago. The first book that I bought from you, it's an e-book, was for cello solo material for weddings. And when I bought that and I really enjoyed it, I used it a lot already. Why did not anybody else go through this trouble? Because it takes a lot of time. It's not easy to arrange these pieces. Why do you again and again make this effort? Because it's time consuming, time robbing.
Yeah, yeah. I think my favorite thing to do is to just sit with my cello, with a melody, and discover what I can do on the cello to make that melody come alive and be a full, whole sounding, you know, piece. And I also love to like reduce a whole orchestra down to one cello. So it's the challenge of it. It's difficult. It's actually a really difficult process to try and, you know, every single note is so important and every harmony is important and what harmonies you choose. And the very first thing that inspired me was that I wanted to play something for people that wasn't Bach. When someone said, can you play something on the cello for me? And I was like, oh, I've got some Haydn, but then you can't hear the orchestra, or I'll do this, but you can't hear the piano, you know, and then it would always be Bach. And I love Bach and I played lots of Bach, but I realized that there's not enough for cello. And some of the solo repertoire is very, very difficult. And I wanted to create something that was accessible for everyone. Although some of the Irish Airs arrangements I've written are very difficult as well, but that's also important to add to that.
Yes, but there are, you also made different levels there, because you have got these challenging airs with beautiful, as you say, detailed notes on how to make the most out of it and how to get the maximum on emotions, but also very accessible, very playable duets from Irish airs, which are also very nice for people who play 1, 2, or 3 years cello. And I say duets, but that's not totally true, because it's for cello solo, but you can play a second line if you wish to have fun together and to go deeper together.
Yeah, exactly. So when I did the book Trad on Cello, I wanted to include a second part so that when people are playing the tune on the top, then they can play with their teacher or with a friend or, you know, someone else, and make it sound fun, and it brings the community together as well.
You mentioned Trad on Cello. Can you tell something about it? Because I know that you've got this very, very nice, interesting online course.
Yeah, so I wrote the book. I collected Irish tunes from like fast Irish tunes that were jigs and reels, hornpipes, slides, and slip jigs. And I put them together in a book, all my favorite tunes, and put the bass line on them as well, and with the chords. So if you're playing with a guitarist, they can follow the chords. And then I realized that people actually need to hear these so that they can learn them from listening to them. So I put together a course, and you can go and learn the tunes through the course, which is a way better way than just reading the music. When you read the music and learn that way, it's much harder to learn off by heart. If you have the music in your ear and you can play along, then you will retain that piece of music longer in your memory. You know, if you learn something without looking at the music, you'll remember it forever.
True.
If you learn looking at the music, you do forget it.
True. Yeah. And if you know it by mind, then you can take your cello to the pub and play together.
That's right, yeah. And all those tunes, if you come to visit Ireland and you've learnt that book of tunes, then any session you come and sit in, you'll be able to join in.
I will, because I really considered doing your summer course this summer, but then Corona came. But yeah. I'm sure that I will get to Ireland with my husband and our little girl to make music together. Ilse, where can people find Trad on Cello?
Okay, they can find Trad on Cello on if you go to playcellomusic.com, which is my store site. It has all the links to the store and to the site where you can buy the music. So there's the Play Cello Music School, there's the store where you can buy the new Sacred Irish Music for Solo Cello and all the other music that I've arranged. And also, if you are interested in helping support me as an artist, I don't know if you know about the Patreon site.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. So I'm a member of Patreon, and this is a site where you join and you offer people something that they will get for an amount of money they give. So for instance, people will pledge €5. And every time I put out my YouTube video of a piece, then they get the YouTube video link, they see that in their feed, and then they get the sheet music for it. And so basically they're paying the same or a bit less as is on the store. They get the music first, and then I end up sending them, you know, whoever's my patron, they'll get, like, for instance, they got the book Sacred Irish Cello for free because they had paid little bits and pieces through the year for my videos I'd put out. So you get bargains and you get discounts. And if you're interested in building up your cello repertoire, then it's a great way to do it. And it's just patreon.com/Ilse. But you don't have to remember that. If you just go to playcellomusic.com, everything's there, all the links.
This is a great great way, absolutely, to support the musician or artist that you care about. It sounds really good.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's, you know, it's not a lot of money for each person, but to be able to, every time I do my video, I haven't got a huge amount of patrons there, but it's enough to, when I make my video, it's paid for.
That's wonderful. You know? That's good. And I congratulate you on that, because it's quite hard in these days to be able to do what we do. So that's good.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this sacred Irish song, sacred Irish music. I would love to hear a bit more. Do you care to take your cello and maybe to play another phrase from another song?
Yeah, okay. Let me think. I'll do, how about, let me see, sorry. I'll just check. I'll just find.
And maybe you would like to tell us something about the technique you use to get these beautiful keening sound, maybe to play it again, like more, you know, which make it sound different from all other music that I really know.
Yes. Okay. So will I do another keening?
Yes, please.
I'll do the Queen and the Dream Mirror, which is the, it's a lament for the three Marys. And I think the main thing when I'm playing these is to be very much into the string with both the bow and the left hand. So when you're, but especially the left hand on the strings. Mm-hmm. So you really want to feel the physicality of the string. So if I'm playing here, I've just got an F here. And if I'm playing that F and I want to give it some sort of a little edge to it, then I'll move the finger a little bit. So you're almost making it go a little bit out of tune and a bit of a crunch, like noises within each note.
True.
Are good.
We are zooming with video, and I can notice that you just, like a very slow vibrato, you move your finger up a bit and a bit down, and it gives a totally different sound.
Yeah, so it gives that, you're trying to emulate like a bit of that. So we're allowed to make creaks and crunches.
That's very good for us cellists. It wasn't a bowing problem. It was supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. It was meant to be there. And same with the bow. I think very, very loose, and at the same time doing, you know, putting a little bit of pressure now and again onto the, pressing down onto the string. So you're warping the string in a way. You're bending the string, you know, you're giving it, you're making it do something else rather than trying to just let it resonate. You're really trying to.
That's beautiful. That's lovely. Impressive. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Ilse, how many songs are in this book? And is there maybe a special offer for our listeners?
Yes, there is.
Good.
There's 23 pieces in the book, and there's like 43 pages or something like this. There's information about each of the pieces, and then they're all beautifully, carefully engraved, so it's clear. There's fingering on each one of them where necessary, and like that's another fingering is always a thing. You're like, you want to put enough on, but not too much on, because you need to find your own little journey through it. But so there's 23 pieces, and they're devotional songs. There's hymns, there's the Queena, there's an Ashling, and there's parts of the Mass, so like the Our Father and music for the offertory and things like that. So it's a huge collection. And the special code, I'll make that for you.
Super. If you would make it like something like /podcast, then you could maybe, if you feel for it, you could leave it, we could leave it online for eternity. Then even if people hear this in 1 year, maybe they can get a special offer. I'm just making a suggestion.
They can have, exactly, we'll call it Scarlet Podcast 20, it will be. I'll have to make it.
Super.
Then it's 20% off.
And what would be the normal price?
So the normal price is 26 euro, and the discount makes it to around 20 euro.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you. I really like your jest. Thank you. Is there anything that you want to say before you will maybe you can play something in the end, or maybe you've got something online that I can glue to this podcast so that people can enjoy your music?
Yeah, do that. You can put the one of the Queeners up there.
Yes, you've got them online already so that I can join them. I will.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you would like to say before we finish this podcast?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that if you are playing music that is spiritual in nature, this is a way to give yourself permission to really go into yourself and to look at your to go deeper into your heart and into your own spirit. And the nature of spirit things is that you are able to contemplate things like grief or like, you know, emotions about other people or about what's going on in the world. And I think to play the Queeners can help heal the pain that's been going on, particularly at this moment. You know, we've had a great loss by our whole world has changed, and that's very sad, you know, that we don't have that anymore, what we had. And we don't know how long it will take to get it back. So I think playing music and playing something that's spiritual and that resonates inside of you can be very healing and very good for you. So I would urge people to really, you know, enjoy playing their cello in a contemplative manner.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Ilse, I've got a question about that. I also play at funerals, but even when I play the most beautiful music, I cannot really let my emotion get involved, except for making the most beautiful tone of cello that's possible. Because when I play, then I have to remain professional. How's that about you? Do your emotions get a grip on you sometimes that you are, well, playing and that the tears are running over your cheeks?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it, that? Because we are very much trained, and we have to, as professional musicians, focus on the music and the technical side of it and getting the sounds across that we want to get across. But I think, I mean, sometimes I definitely express a lot of feelings through the cello. And perhaps sometimes that takes over a little bit. I am always aware of that, like, or not, maybe I get lost in it for a moment and then I'm like, whoa, okay, I have to focus. So I think in the nature of the old Irish music is that you can let yourself go a little bit. You don't have to be so concerned about being perfectly in tune or the perfect tone. Not that you don't want to be out of tune, and I don't like when I'm out of tune, but being allowed to just express yourself and whatever comes out, I think that's also really an interesting exploration as a cellist.
That's why people start playing the cello, exactly for this, I think, to get to their feelings and expression.
Yeah, and why should we always have to be, you know, so keeping it together? And yes, of course, if you're playing a very, very difficult classical piece of music, you cannot, like, for a second let go of that control. But if you're playing this sort of music, yeah, you have absolutely, you know, freedom to do such a thing.
Ilse, wonderful. I cannot wait to put your ebook on my tablet and to get into this book. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you.
And for having this podcast interview, it's really nice to see you again. It feels a bit like an old friend already. Thank you.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, lovely. Thank you, Scarlett.
I'm going to finish in Dutch. Is that okay with you?
Perfect.
Hang on for a second. Nou, jullie hebben het gehoord. Ilse gaat zorgen voor een code. En dat ga ik kortsluiten met Ilse, zodat je, wanneer je deze podcast hoort en je bent net als ik ontzettend nieuwsgierig geworden naar dit Book of Irish Sacred Songs, dan is er een kortingscode die je 20% korting geeft op de prijs van £26. Dat vind ik echt helemaal super. Ik ga zorgen dat in deze podcast dadelijk nog gemeld wordt. Dat wordt eventjes knippen en plakken. De kortingscode voor Ilse's bundel Sacred Irish Music for Solo Cello, die kun je invoeren op playcellomusic.com. En wanneer je daar bent, dan vul je in met hoofdletters aan elkaar vast Scarlet Cast, dan de cijfers 20. Scarlet met dubbel T en dan Cast is C-A-S-T van podcast, cijfers 20. Ik hoop dat je dat lukt. Ik ga het ook in de omschrijving zetten van deze podcast. Die vind je op mijn website celloverkoop.nl. Heel veel succes. En tot slot ga ik hier een heel mooi lied uit die sacred music plakken over een overleden kindje. Tot de volgende keer.